Hi, everybody. We are on week five. We are on week five, and we are on the beingness of calling, your being. And so, as always, let's kind of settle in together, find a comfortable position, give yourself a sacred space and, 10, 15 minutes. You're always welcome to stay longer in your own space, but this talk is usually about 10 to 15 minutes. As always, I encourage this not to be something you listen to in the car, but really something you give to yourself in a little patch of quiet, okay? So, might want to just drop into your body in whatever way you do that. You can feel your breath. You can feel the temperature in the room. And feel into your musculature. What's relaxed, what might be tense. And just notice what's here. You might want to notice your emotional reality, your mental reality, as well as your physical experience right now. Just kind of taking stock and saying hello. Hello to whatever is. No need to change anything, just hello to what is. And I think that's a good bridge into the beingness of calling, because the beingness of calling is really just about isness. It's not about doing. And we each are beings, we're human beings. We are often more identified with being human doings. And as always, I kind of, bring it back to the culture. In our culture, busyness is almost a god. It is, if you're busy, there's something of value going on, it seems to be. If you're busy, you're being productive, and that's good. So what does it mean to just be? And what does that bring up? So one of the things about calling, well, I'm going to take a minute there. What does it mean to just be? And what does that bring up? Let's take a minute there. So when we enter just beingness, when we let go of doingness, it can bring up a lot of things, because a lot of the busyness can be a way of running away. I know for myself, I can definitely get into an addictive mode with doing. And when I stop doing, sometimes I notice a lot of restlessness, and it's hard to just be. And under restlessness, there might be something else, depending on the day and depending on the moment. So this does bring us back to the sacred wound. So one of the things that may happen when you allow yourself to be is you may feel some unfinished business. And can you be present for that? And if it feels like more than you can hold, is there a safe container for you to have someone else be there for you so you can be with that? Again, if we're not able to really kind of be with the wounded places, then our fire and our creativity have a hard time coming out, because there's some sludge in the system that needs to be tended to and allowed to move like a good, healthy river. The other thing that shows up when we tap into being is our essential nature. And So that can be many things. I'm sure you can all come up with qualities. They can be anything from peaceful to vibrant to ecstatic to intelligent, wise, playful. They're all soul qualities, essence qualities, and as humans we have the possibility of tapping into any of them. And as humans, we've each been born with particular essence qualities that probably any of our friends could name, maybe the top three. I bet if you asked your friends, what are the top three essence qualities you see in me or soul qualities or whatever wording works for you, that you'd probably get a lot of overlap. It's very different than asking people, you know, what do you see as my strengths, or, you know, how do you see me? Just essence qualities. So for me, for example, I was definitely born with a lot of courage, and that has really served me. And I've also was born with a lot of appreciation of beauty and wanting things to be very aesthetic and beautiful. So those are two. I want to invite you just to take a moment and feel into yourself, wherever you are in this moment, and feel opening up the communication lines with the speech of your soul, opening the inner ear, the inner eye, the inner knower, opening your kinesthetic channel, inviting it to be with you, taste and smell, and just asking your soul, what's one of my essence qualities? And see what shows up. And notice how it shows up. Do you get a sensation in your heart? Do you see an image of a warrior on a horse? What shows up? What shows up? And if it doesn't make sense, that's okay. Just take note. Sometimes the speech of the soul is really clear for us. Sometimes it doesn't always make sense. And that's okay. Just allowing yourself to be receptive. I think one of the most important things for me to share about the beingness of calling is really about it's about self-worth, and it's about identity. So we spoke of more fluid identity in week one, when we talked about the mythic journey and maybe more archetypal ways of seeing ourselves that create more fluidity and more possibility. And essence qualities are another one of those ways that we can understand who we are in a way that's a lot more fluid than any professional title we will ever hold. So just like I spoke with you in the mythic week one, you know, what qualities do you bring to your work? So say you have 10 therapists, you know, they're each going to have a different configuration of essence qualities. One might have a quality of presence that is just like very unique in its, hopefully all therapists are being present, but you know, I'm just giving you an example. Another one might actually have some kind of humor that can be healing when used at the right moment. Maybe another person has wisdom in a particular area, or kind of a fluency of words, a poetic way of speaking. So I think it's important, again, to tap into these deeper levels of identity that we can rest on and kind of tap into, that give us a different sense of self-worth. It's not really from an ego place. It's more a soul place. It's a place of rest, you know, because these essence qualities are not anything we ever had to work for. We didn't have to get a degree. We didn't have to take a course. We didn't have to pay any money. We don't have to prove it. All of those things, this is inborn. This is inborn. You have riches that were inborn. And to really honor your essence qualities is really important. So I'm going to take a breath there and invite you to take a breath there. And I think there's a dance with calling. There's a dance with doing and being, but also not just beingness, but not doing. There are times of fire when, you know, you need to get that newsletter out and something's pushing through you and a course wants to come through you or whatever it is that you're birthing into the world. And then there are times that are more like winter, and they're just as important to listen to. We cannot yank an unripe piece of fruit off the tree and expect it to taste good. So that's another part of the beingness, is really listening to your own natural rhythms, really honoring. If it's not a birthing time, if it's not a harvest time, that's okay. Again, in this culture, it's push, push, produce, produce, produce. The soul has seasons. The soul is nature. Let yourself honor whatever season you're in. And if you can really do that, and not just wait for it to pass, but really participate in it, in whatever way that it's asking you to participate in, I promise you, the bounty will show up in the most beautiful way, and it will be your bounty. It won't be something that you think you should do. It's something that is asking to be birthed through you, because only you can birth that particular thing. I'll take a breath here. And I wish I could see you all right now. It's interesting to do this non-locally. I wish I could hear what's arising for each of you in this moment. So I think the last piece I want to say is just about how are the places of us that feel deficient, the places of us that feel not enough, will kind of override this part and try to kind of bolster up an identity without without the foundation of the beingness. And so sometimes it takes, again, I spoke of it the first week, you know, I had a lot of shame and I had a lot of fear about coming into the world with my gifts. And the foundation of my own sense of innate worth wasn't there yet. And so I just want to honor, that's a painful place, and I really want to honor, if that's where you're at right now, just be tender with yourself and know this is just part of the human journey, and that we are not born ashamed. We are not born terrified unless we've had some kind of prenatal traumas. We are not born shamed and terrified. That's not your essential nature. That's something that got imprinted into you. And it's something that can get shifted with time and with healing and with love and with attention and with support. And so wherever you are, whether you are resting in the essence of who you are with ease, or whether this feels like a faraway dream to be able to rest in your own beauty, your own innate beauty, wherever you are in that journey, is okay, is really okay. You're just where you need to be. And I invite you this week to not push, to not produce in any way that you don't have to. I know you may have a job where you have to do that, but in relationship to your soul's calling in this moment, if you don't have anything you have to do, give yourself this time to just feel into, it's really like a nectar. Our essence is like a nectar. It is sweet and beautiful. And see if you can let yourself be fed by your own beauty. By your own beauty. And notice during the week, you know, what comes easily. What brings you joy? Yeah? Okay. So, and then there's an interview with Julie Daly from Unabashedly Female. I think that's the name of her work. And everything she says is beautifully applicable for men and for women. It's a great interview, so you can go on over there too. And I, as always, deeply look forward to hearing what arises for you this week, and deep blessings to you on this journey. Okay, talk to you soon.